there was a show, people were raving about this show called The Good, The Bad and The Mad, which went out on RT1 on Monday night. It was presented by Angela Scanlon. She's on the line now. Angela, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks, Angela. I haven't spoken to you since last year when we did that Next Week's News thing.
I know, we holed up in that little industrial estate somewhere outside Dublin. Yeah, that was fun.
How are you keeping, all right?
I'm great, yeah, not a bother.
Was that not filmed in RT? Was that filmed in an industrial estate?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it was filmed, I think, in... I can't remember where it was, but we had, like, a briefing day where we sat and went through everything in an industrial estate and ate Haribo jellies and crisps and rolled out of
You're
there, basically.
Right, there were crisps. Yeah, that was
the best part. There was a lot of crisps consumed that day.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Everything there. Nothing he reacted to, and he just went, oh, yes, there was crisps. He eats about three bags of crisps while he's on air. Unbelievable. Now, are you a big fan of the Eurovision?
You know what? It's funny because when I was a kid, we were massive fans. Myself and my sisters used to take the shelves out of the wardrobe and bring them down and use marker to do our own little board. So we'd call out the squat and whatever else. So we got quite into it, but I had kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. And to be honest with you, I kind of re-entered Copenhagen last year as a bit of a Eurovision virgin and was completely knocked out sideways by the scale of it, the investment, like the passion, the madness of it. Honestly, it's just like nothing you've ever seen before. Well, it's absolutely nuts.
That's what we're saying. It's like there's a 24-hour window where everybody in Europe and every broadcasting station can just go nuts. It's like that movie I was saying the other day, The Purge.
Total license.
For 24 hours, just do whatever you want, you know?
Whatever you want, yeah. And it is like that. But, you know, there's over the course of, there's 180 million viewers average. And now they've got Australia who watch it, who are now voting in this particular one. Canada watch it. I think Simon Cowell is quite jealous of the Eurovision.
Yeah, actually, he would love to take
it. Surprised he never got his paws into it, actually.
Yeah, I bet. Like, it's bonkers. And the way that it's grown over time. And, you know, there's so many... It's hilarious because of the conspiracies that come out when you start to talk to the hardcore fans, you know, about block voting and those people shouldn't be allowed in and these people should. But, you know, I think, like, what we went through was kind of all of the crazy kind of stories. And I learned so much while making it. Like, you know, my lovely horse. One of our favourite all-time national anthems was, not loosely, quite literally inspired by the Swarbrick brothers.
Really?
Entry back in 1975. Yeah. Really, Al? You should be saying, oh yeah, I did remember that bit.
I didn't know that. I didn't remember that bit. Sorry about you, Angela. But what I was going to ask you about the chronicling of all the good and the bad, I mean, was there anything that surprised you beyond the lovely horse? Was there any favourites that you kind of went, oh God, I forgot all about that yourself?
I was surprised that... I mean, everyone knows Linda Martin is a Eurovision
legend,
or Eurovision nut, but that she entered nine times.
Nine,
Linda nine told times. Me that. Yeah,
wow, I didn't know
nine
that.
Times.
And is that on different? Is that with different names or different masks?
Yeah, in different guises with a band. and like over the course, which is bonkers. And you know, people were saying on Twitter to me as the show went out, "Oh my God, I can't believe Linda entered that many times." And I think, you know what? Fair play to her. Like, that's serious persistence and commitment. Okay, if she hadn't eventually won it, it would be a slightly different story because she would just look like a crazy person. But she actually did win it.
But the fact she won and we're still talking about it 20 years later.
Yeah, I know, but that dress, come on, in fairness. And then Johnny Logan obviously is, you know, the true definition of a legend in terms of the Eurovision, and not just in Ireland's history, but like, you know, three times, you know, won it once with a song that he performed, written, second time with a song that he had written and performed, and then he wrote Linda Martin's winning song. So
he still goes out to Turkey and will play in front of 5,000 people. He still sort of gets a number one album in Germany. He still gets it in Sky. Like he is still huge across Europe. People say the doors are now closed for the Eurovision. But Conchita, last year's winner, she's done really, really well performing across Europe. She's become a multi-million millionaire, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I think that's probably the one thing about the Eurovision is that it's so accepting of all of different types. So you have everything. Okay, they didn't really accept Dustin, but, you know, that's a whole different kettle of fish. But, you know, it is very, very inclusive. It's a celebration. And they do kind of, you know, embrace everyone and everything. So it's kind of heartwarming. I mean, it feels like quite an innocent an innocent contest, but I also believe that it was the start of the Celtic Tiger.
Yeah, yes or no, will Molly get through on Thursday night?
Oh, okay. I mean, I hope she does. I think she's a really credible musician. She writes her own music. She's definitely going to be respected. And I hope she does. I think it's really simple, lovely song. I think she'll get through to the final.
Okay.
I tell you, a show that Conchita would have done well on as a great surprise is something like The Voice, where the chairs would have turned around and you would have gotten a big surprise that the lady singing had a beard. How was it working on The Voice in the UK spin-off show?
It was great, yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a bit mad as well, which is always welcome. But yeah, amazing to be involved in such a giant production, you know. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah,
and a busy girl because you're just back from Miami as well. You're filming for the RTÉ Getaways.
That's right.
When is that back on?
For a couple of days. That's not going to be out until January next year.
All right. Okay.
So we're working well in advance. But I had 2 days in a row, which were quite eventful. So the first one was I did a jetpack. Have you ever been on a jetpack?
Oh, I've seen these. This is where you actually get lifted off. You literally fly yourself.
Fly. Yeah, you fly. Yeah. So you put like a backpack on, and the water swishes up, and you fly. And I was 10 meters off the like surface of the water, flying. I mean, totally nailed it, right? The following day, I went on a Segway, which is essentially a toy for OAPs, and I crashed it, and I whacked my cheek off a parked car.
Stop the lights.
Like, literally, I had to go to bed for the day. So I was raging and slightly mortified. My pride is a bit bruised, as well as my cheek.
Did they film that bit of you actually crashing the Segway?
They did. I mean, there may be some GoPro footage, I hope not.
Apparently Piers Morgan did that.
It was quite vicious. He crashed.
Yeah, I heard he broke a couple of ribs or something. Yeah.
Okay, well, he is an OAP, so at least there's some excuse for him.
Love it.
Okay, it's busy, but hopefully Molly will get through. Did you see the Rush one? Do you think everyone's saying that it's Rush's favourite for the Eurovision? Do you reckon? Is that it?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You just never know. You never know. I mean, I think Poland last year with the breasty milkmaids was tipped as a favourite by a number of different men. So you never know. Dancing grannies, bearded ladies, it's all up for grabs.
It's all fun of the show. Listen, great catching up with you again, Angela, and a great show. It's on The Player, The Good, Bad and The Mad. It was on last Monday night on RT1. You're busy. We'll catch with you again, okay?
Talk to you.
Thank you so much.
See you soon. Take care of yourself.